You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The release of Jacinda Ardern's new book has sparked a renewed interest in the leadership style that was present as Prime Minister of New Zealand between 2017 and 2023. Leadership is constantly being tested and redefined. However, it was Ardern's leadership and circumstances throughout her tenure as Prime Minister that caught global attention and recognition. Professor Bridget Carroll from the University of Auckland, an expert in leadership identity and practice, her work challenges many of the ideas that we have traditionally seen as good leadership traits. She believes that now is a good time to explore what effective leadership can look like. What was it about Jacinda Ardern's leadership that led to her becoming so globally recognised?
I suppose partly it was she led during a whole succession of crises, and crisis leadership often throws up, I suppose, a figure who can either meet them or can't. And so we often get really, really interested in how leaders negotiate a crisis. Secondly, of course, she's a woman and a young woman, and those are still reasonably rare in leadership. And then thirdly, she kind of talked a different leadership talk and attributed leadership to what her title of the book calls a different kind of power. So that would be my three answers to that.
Why do you think we haven't seen many other leaders choose to lead in a similar way?
Well, I'm not sure we haven't. It's just leadership oscillates, I suppose, across the continuum. So if we think of New Zealand, Michael Joseph Savage, Norm Kirk, we have had empathetic, kind leaders before, and we will have them again. But she, I guess, sits in a time where leadership seems more instrumental, more financially, perhaps driven, more about bottom lines, and perhaps more a masculine dominant style.
When it comes to leadership, why have attributes like empathy, emotion, and morality been looked at controversially in the past?
Well, that's a really good question, because they shouldn't be. Because on a one-to-one level, those are qualities I think most of us would think are really important to have and to display. But when you kind of extrapolate that up to a government, societal, collective level, you meet conflicts and trade-offs which make those qualities pretty hard to action, I suppose. So I don't think the qualities are controversial. I think how to operationalize them, how to put them into action, how to make decisions from them are complex.
And do you think that there are any risks to leading with empathy and morality in high-pressure environments?
I would think the bigger risk is leading without those things, to be honest. The risks of leading with them are not inherent in them, but are associated with a commentary that sees those things as weak. So they are particular pitfalls for women, particularly to role model, given they are often put in a sort of binary where they're not strong leadership, they're not forceful leadership, they're not decisive leadership. That's nonsense, because of course kindness and empathy and compassion can be incredibly strong. And that's what her book, you know, the book title, they are a form of power, they're not powerless. So they've been given a bad rap, would be a simple way of putting that.
What do you think the key aspects to effective leadership are?
Well, I think it is values. So she holds those as values. You can argue that when decisions are made off of them, then that they sometimes are a lesser or greater emphasised. But all leadership has to be able to execute, has to have process, has to have systems, has to go from idea or values to action. And that's often where the rubber meets the road, because those are incredibly complex. It's incredibly complex to be able to make something happen that you're putting into words or offering as a vision, and it's never a linear, straightforward journey. But without the values, leadership, you know, becomes, I think, a much more scary and lesser thing.
What kind of leadership do you think New Zealand is looking for right now?
It's a hard question about right now, but I think we are stuck in many comparable societies, which is things seem too big and too complex and too ingrained to be able to make progress from. So we see governments come and they try this and they try that, but there's never the money or the resources or the political will to do the change at a deep enough level to really make things change. So I guess what New Zealanders are looking for, I think, are relatively lovely New Zealand qualities. They want a good family life. They want a home. They want a job. They want a lifestyle. I don't think those things have changed at all. I think what's changed is it seems really hard for many to be able to achieve those things, accomplish those things. And some of the ways we used to do that don't appear to work anymore.
What can the next generation of leaders take away from Jacinda Ardern, and what should they be cautious with?
That's a really good question. I mean, I quite like the dedication in the book, which basically says, people who feel things, who worry about things, who have thin skin, we need you in leadership too. Because often we think only those who have a sort of super heroic type of performance can be leaders. And she's saying, well, that's simply not true. So they need to take that people who feel, people who empathise, people who care are exactly the ones we need to be stepping into leadership. What are the risks of that? I think it's a horrifically scary public forum for people to step out into visibility and try and do things. I think it's savage. We tear people down. And Jacinda Ardern is an example of that as well. Somehow we have to make it easier and less risky for people to step into leadership roles. It's not that they can't be unaccountable, but the barrage of abuse, of kind of violent opposition, and of course the sort of fake news, post-truth stuff, that's too formidable for many people to even contemplate.
And that was Professor Bridget Carroll on what makes for an effective leader.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.